Hi, I'm the person whose closet is put in color order, but I'll also pick up an earthworm without thinking twice. In fact, I did yesterday. It needed my help. I'm not afraid to be a little messy. Human nature is messy, but nature can help us embrace it. I love the brand Seventh Generation. Their laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with the power of bioenzymes. That's exciting. You wipe your hands on your pants after you pick up an earthworm. Seventh Generation is like, don't worry. Hug a dirty tree. Huff some bark. It's good for you. That is the power of Seventh Generation. Find laundry detergent and other laundry products at seventhgeneration.com. I love worms. So I have four nieces and nephews, and I was talking to my sister about IXL. And IXL Learning is this fun online program for kids, and it covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. My sister and my nephew love it. The way it works is it's powered by AI, so IXL gives the right help to each kid. And IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Maybe you've been looking into private tutoring, but it's out of the budget, or this is a big school year for your kiddo. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Ologies listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/ologies. So visit IXL.com/ologies to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Oh, hey, it's your old dad here, saving you some pancakes, even though you sleep until 11 a.m. Allie Ward. And this is an episode of Smologies. If you're like, what is that? These are shorter, classroom-friendly, kid-safe episodes. So if you're looking for the full shebang with more information and probably me swearing a little bit like a trucker, we've linked that in the show notes. There's the full episode linked. But this is a shorter one. You can listen as you carpool or with your classroom or with my grandmother if she were around. Speaking of aging, so this is an episode that is probably the least silly one that we've ever done. But stick around to the end because it ends with a twist that's very funny. So enjoy that. And if you want more Smologies episodes, if you go to allieward.com/Smologies, we have dozens up that are all shorter, kid-friendly, if that's what you're looking for. And again, we've linked that in the show notes along with the original full-length episode that is not kid-safe. Okay.
Aging. Why? How? Let's get into it. Let's talk about old age. Okay, so biogerontology etymology. So bio means life and geron means old man. So the biology of an old guy. Not super inclusive in terms of its roots, but it's a subset of gerontology. It examines the processes of aging. So how does olding happen? Let's talk about metabolisms, modern lifespans, risk factors for losing your memory, thoughts on a possible cause and cure for Alzheimer's, why we age, secrets of centenarians, and what a 78-year-old professor and globally lauded science hero does to stay so fit and so sharp. So sit up straight, take some notes for the concentrated crash course on the forward march of molecules with world-renowned biogerontologist Dr. Caleb Tuck Finch. So what part about the aging process fascinates you the most? Is it the effect neurologically or is it the entire body?
It's the unknowns that we are still working out basic mechanisms. And we know that it is under some genetic influence. If you have the genes of a mouse, you're only going to live 2 years. If you have the genes of a human, you might get to 70, 80, or 90. So it's genetic. But then among individuals, the role of genetics seems to be much less. Roughly identical twins' lifespans, you can attribute 20% of their heritability in aging is due to genes that influence aging. So it's really a minority of the individual differences in humans and in other animals can be attributed to inherited genes.
So only 20% is attributed to genes, which is terrible news for those of us who like to deny personal responsibility.
So I've been working on many parts of my career on environmental aspects of how individual gene responses to the environment, to diet, influence outcomes of aging. And I'm now, in the last 6-7 years, been focusing on air pollution, which shortens lifespan in proportion to the number of particles per cubic meter and also accelerates almost all of the diseases of aging, including the risk of Alzheimer's.
And so let's go to the super basics. As someone who is not as well-versed in this as you, what exactly is aging? How do you define aging?
Well, the basic way is at a population level that after the age of 40, your risk of mortality essentially doubles every 7 or 8 years.
Oy.
So there's an exponential increase in mortality risk, and preceding that is a parallel risk in chronic diseases, heart disease, cancer, and at later ages, Alzheimer's. So the individual pathways in this are not understood, but as by age group, aging increases the risk of chronic diseases that are causes of death. And then you can ask at a more fundamental level, what are the mechanisms behind that? And that's where the mystery is.
So our risks of disease and dying go exponentially up. Okay, rather than bum you out, let that fact encourage you to write the novel that you've been intending to, or call in sick, go to Six Flags tomorrow, or wear the shoes you think you should save for fancy occasions, wear them today. We're all getting old. Just go for it, champ. Speaking of, how do you ask a genius expert the most basic question ever? You just do it, people. You live in the now. Watch.
Is it that our cells don't regenerate as fast? Is it?
That's part of it. Our molecules don't regenerate as fast. And there's some molecules that are as old as we are in our blood vessels and our connective tissue and in our eyes that undergo molecular deterioration.
I know they say you're kind of a new person every 7 years. Is that?
That's not at all correct.
Okay. So that's some flim-flam to debunk.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, it's just not true.
Yeah.
That's one of those sort of inherited tales that have no scientific substance. I have no idea where that comes from.
I got to look it up.
Yeah, there's no science there.
Right. I didn't think so. I don't know where that came from, but
yeah, it's
an interesting myth.
No, it's not interesting. It's destructive because it's wrong.
Right.
By the way, if you're like, was Allie just dying? At this point, the answer is yes.
Man, I am dying up here.
Both from a molecular standpoint and psychologically. But just stick around, because like life, there are twists and there are turns around every corner. So how old are you really? Okay, there's a cool math trick you can do. You take your age and multiply it by 16, then divide it by 16, which is your age. You're just your age. I made you math for nothing. Here's the deal. Your body is a bunch of different ages, like the lining of your guts, which are just constantly splish splashing in an acid bath. They're newborns. They turn over every 5 days or so. But skeletal muscles are 15. They're about to get their learning permits. Some part of your brain are just as old as you are, just about. Other parts turn over faster. The core of your eye lens, you can see ophthalmology episode for more on that, is exactly your age from pre-birth. That never turns over. This is fun. This is like antique roadshow for your meat-covered bone scaffolds.
Nobody's ever looked at it that I'm aware of.
Well, Ted, did you notice when you showed this to me that I kind of stopped breathing a little bit? Not only that, the condition of this is unbelievable.
Now, how do different animals age? I know you mentioned a mouse might have a lifespan of 2 years.
Each species has its own pattern of aging. So mice don't get Alzheimer's disease, and they don't get blood vessel disease and have heart attacks, but they do get cancer, and their arteries become more rigid, and their lungs become more rigid because of molecular aging.
Mm-hmm.
That part of aging happens in humans at a much slower rate. And in addition, we have diseases that are special to the human species, including Alzheimer's disease.
Is the brain the part of our body that ages the quickest, or where do we see aging happen first?
Well, I'd say blood vessels. So there's, in terms of shared anatomy across men and women, the blood vessels are already beginning to age even before puberty.
Really?
Yes.
I just want to acknowledge that the terms men and women and male and female are along a gender binary that doesn't apply to everyone. And Dr. Finch is talking about broad strokes in historical studies. And I just want to let the non-binary folks know out there that I see you and I love you.
And what about male versus female lifespans? Have we seen that change over the last few decades or pretty steady?
Well, they both increased as overall health has increased, and it is observed in the health-rich populations of the world, and our upper-income people in this country are a health-rich people, that women are living 5 years longer than men.
Why is that?
We don't know.
So what are we doing that is helping progress aging, or what are we doing wrong, essentially, when it comes to aging?
Well, the major health concern across the country is people are eating more energy-rich foods than they need and not getting enough exercise. I mean, that's simple lifestyle take-home. It's boring to say, but if you are even mildly obese in midlife and you're not exercising, you're having a shorter life expectancy.
And you mentioned something about sugar, and I know that inflammatory foods and inflammation is part of your research. How does inflammation affect the human body in terms of aging?
Well, all of the diseases of aging that we worry about, blood vessel disease, obesity, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, involve the molecules of inflammatory responses. So it's deeply built into our systems and in the processes of aging. So that's just a fundamental fact. And the term inflammation comes from ancient understanding of having when you have a cut, it swells up and it's red and it's hot and it causes pain. Well, the basis for that are the inflammatory cytokines that come in to help the body clean up the damaged tissue. But responses to damaged tissue happen, inflammatory responses, in arterial disease, in cancer, in obesity, and in Alzheimer's disease. So there's a shared core of inflammatory proteins that are at work during aging from the day we're born.
Flames on the side of my face, heaving breaths.
Is there a way that we should be keeping inflammation at bay?
Well, that's part of the idea of exercise and diet, which reduces the level of inflammation.
So move your bod and eat your greens. We fixed it, America. Glory, glory,
hallelujah. And what's happening in other parts of the world and in blue zones where longevity is higher?
Side note, what is a blue zone? So this came up in the hematology episode, and I only know that because I searched my Google Drive for the word legumes. So a blue zone is a place identified by author Dan Butner, who has studied some scientists' data and concluded that people in five places live the longest. Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Nicoya, Costa Rica, Ikaria, Greece, and a small posse of Seventh-day Adventists in the LA suburb of Loma Linda, California. So what, saith Dan, are commonalities among these groups? Apparently, they are prioritizing family above everything else. They smoke less. They eat a lot of veggies, are semi-vegetarian. They have constant, moderate physical activity and good social engagement, which does not mean likes and comments on Instagram, but like hanging out with many generations in the community. Oh, also legumes. They eat a lot of legumes. So does Dr. Finch think this is just a hello beans?
I'm not an enthusiastic of something unique about the blue zones. I mean, there are peoples in all of the continents who live a little longer than the average, but most of my colleagues don't think there's anything unusual about that. But if you look globally, lifespan has been increasing as early life mortality decreased because of reducing infectious disease. But pushing against that is the global epidemic of obesity, the global sale of tobacco, which is huge in Africa and in Asia, and the global issues of air pollution, which is getting worse in most of the world because of fossil fuel consumption and global warming.
So now is the time when we dive into listener questions. And also, I mentioned that a portion of the podcast income goes to a charity each week. This week, Dr. Caleb Binch chose curealz.org. Curealz.org. It's a nonprofit organization. They're dedicated to funding research with the highest probability of preventing, slowing, or reversing Alzheimer's disease. Now, to date, they have raised over $86 million to fund almost 400 studies, and 100% of the funds go directly to research. So thank you, listeners, for helping a lab by some pipettes getting closer to a cure for Alzheimer's. Oh, hi, it's me, the lady that checks a bunch of scholarly articles before she believes anything, Allie Ward. And I feel like we are similar in that we have a fair amount of skepticism and we like to dive deep and find out what the actual facts are. This is why when it comes to any kind of supplements, I enjoy Ritual, which is a female-founded B Corp, meaning that they're holding themselves accountable to not just the company, but also to the health of people in our planet. And they're clinically backed essential for women 18 plus multivitamin has these high-quality, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms that are clean. Only about 1% of supplement brands are USP verified, and Ritual is one of them. So I like being able to trust what I'm putting in my body. From an aesthetic standpoint, I'll also tell you that Ritual are beautiful little vitamins. They look like lava lamps and they taste like mint. So taking my Ritual is part of my, I guess, morning ritual. That's probably why they named it that and I didn't even think about it. Anyway, no more shady business. Ritual's essential for women 18 plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. So get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/ologies. You can start Ritual or add essential for women 18 plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/ologies for 25% off. Down the hatch.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Okay, your listener questions. Now, I didn't want to take up too much of the professor's time, so I blazed through these questions without reading off a bunch of names, but I will insert them when I can. For example, the first two questions here were asked by Liz Sundin, Athena Ballesteri, Dion Dabelo, Mike Monikowski, Anonymous Bob, Anna Thompson, Lucille Audinette, which might be Audinet, I'm not sure, and Taylor Munich.
I have some listener questions. Almost everyone is just asking, what's the secret to aging well? It seems like diet, exercise, rest.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's a maximum age that the human body can reach?
Well, the evidence is very clear. Almost nobody gets beyond 100. And there's one person in the last 30 years who reached over 120, Jean Calment. Mm-hmm. But there are more people getting to 100, but they still, in the last 30 years, she's the only one to get beyond 120.
So side note, Jean Calment lived to be 122, the oldest human on record. And she was fond of wearing headphones and doing chair gymnastics, prayer, fruit salad, and smoking. Well, one Dunhill cigarette a day and a small glass of port wine until she was 117, which proves that you're never too old to quit a bad habit and turn over a new leaf. So seriously, let's nope the smokes, folks. Love old dad.
And what's the role of telomeres in aging?
We don't know. So telomeres are at the ends of chromosomes that get shortened during cell division. So some of our cells do show shorter telomeres in the immune system. Its actual functional consequence is not clear.
So that's clearly hasn't been the secret to...
There's no secret. There's nothing in aging that is a secret.
Does he hate me? Again, twists and turns, listen to the end.
What's your favorite part about the field or what you do?
Surprise.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Still get a lot of it, right?
Well, the complexities of biology are just awesome, amazing. And every year there's a new level of mechanisms subcellularly or in how organs talk to each other. It's just endlessly fascinating.
Any other things that you're excited about working on or you think people should know about the aging process or taking care of themselves?
Well, I'm collaborating with some anthropologists and a group of people who live in the Bolivian Amazon. And what's fascinating about these people, that Simone, They're living under conditions of 200 years ago without medication, and they're growing their own food, and they all have high levels of infection. Some of them get to age 70 or 80, but what's remarkable, a small percent, 10%, nobody lives much over 80. What's remarkable is that their levels of arterial aging are 25 years slower than in North America, and they have almost no heart attacks or strokes. So wow. We're trying to understand what aspects of their environment, their diet, and interaction with their genes might slow the arterial aging to such a degree.
Do you think there's anything about their gut biome that's at play there?
That's an open question. I don't know.
We'll see. I guess there's a surprise and a puzzle waiting for you with that.
Yep.
Thank you so much for letting me ask you so many questions. Thank you so much.
Good questions. He said I had good questions, y'all. He does not hate me. So after the interview was over and the mics were off, Dr. Finch said I asked great questions. I was doing a service for science by making the podcast. I honestly almost joy wept in my car on the drive home. He's just super focused and all science on the outside with a very warm and curious heart. I love him. He's great. And he returned my email so fast. I'm a big fan. So to learn more about Dr. Caleb Finch's work, you can go to alieward.com/ologies or follow the links in the show notes to my site. I post all kinds of info about his studies and other studies mentioned in the episode. Again, his latest book, Global Air Pollution in Aging, Reading Smoke Signals. It's even available on Amazon, as are many of his other books. Ologies is at Ologies on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Allie Ward with one L on both. And again, we have more Smologies episodes. Go to alieward.com/Smologies or just click the link in the show notes and it'll get you a ton of other shorter, kid-friendly episodes. And in the interest of keeping this small, we've put all of the credits in the show notes. And if you stick around to the very, very, very end, then I give you a piece of advice. And this is a piece of advice that I live by. I always keep a dish towel in the car because you never know when you're going to spill on yourself. You never know when you might have to wrap a baby squirrel in something. And having a dish towel in the car has saved my pants so many times. Keep a dish towel in the car. Put it in the glove compartment. Put it in the pocket in the back of the seat. There will be a time when you will be so happy that you have that. Trust me, it's happened to me. Okay, until next time, Smologites. Bye-bye.